Hello world, and welcome to another episode of The Birds and the Bees. I'm your host, Colin Mill. I'm here with my co-host, Gazi. What you do?
Yo, it's KF the Death French. How y'all doing?
Hey, it's your girl, Harley.
Hey, it's Lisa Nicole.
So guys, it's another week, you know. Time is just moving. It, you know, it felt like yesterday was like January now. Here we are in May. Time is flying. Time is flying. Yes, it is.
With the change of the weather, it feels like yesterday was January.
Right?
Oh, God.
Cold one day, hot the next day, right?
Raining the other day.
You just don't know what to wear.
No, you come outside in a fleet jacket today, you come outside in some shorts tomorrow. Like, it's New York.
Mother Nature's going through menopause. So that's what I think it is.
Someone wore sandals today. I'm like, really?
Shit, some people got sandals on the feet, sweatpants, tank top, and still have a jacket just in case, and their umbrella in their hand in case they're rain.
Hey, you know, some places are still getting snow. That's the weird part about it. It's like, what's going on in this world right now? It's May. Why are you still getting snow?
Jesus is coming.
She said Jesus.
When I see him walk from the ocean, or when I see the ocean, brother and all, I will dance. She'll be there to go.
Wrong prophecy.
Yeah. Right? that's Moses walking on water.
No, I mean, what? Jesus walked on water.
Oh, yeah, Jesus walked on water too.
Moses departed.
Okay.
You know, but I'm not sure if Jesus would say he was going to come back to the beach. You know,
Really?
Like, oh, beach party at the beach. Jesus coming. We're going to do a surprise party, all right? By the time he walks off the beach, we need to be ready for him, all right? We got the fish, we got the wine, we got the bread. We in there, okay? We ready for him. We ready. You know, you know. Speaking of Jesus, I'm thinking about taking my mama to go see the movie Breakthrough, which is a Christian film about the guy who drowned. It's so funny that we're talking about water.
Oh yeah, and the mother that was like praying and stuff in her faith,
and the boy came back to life. Yeah, so
because they were like that was impossible.
Right, you know. And my mama loves Christian movies, so I'm like, I should take her to a Christian film.
What's
his
name? Lazarus.
No, it doesn't take place in Bible days. It's a true story.
Yeah, I was just asking.
It takes place now. You know, but you know, I think we're going to make a Christian movie one day, because this movie is just super easy. No matter what happens, Jesus saves the day, okay? So,
we're going to do a Christian movie.
Get shot on the block, Jesus came, brought him back to life. Jesus, hallelujah. You know, no matter what happens in the movie, Jesus comes in, saves the day. That's all that matters. It's super easy. You don't even physically have to show up. All you have to say is, Jesus did that. Boom.
We could create a story with the girls and R. Kelly and be like,
what?
Like Jesus, you know,
Jesus
saved
my life
from R. Kelly. From
I don't know. That's
a little bit too far. R. Kelly might come with his goons.
R. Kelly, he'll sing at the end. He'll have a gospel song at the end, like, yeah. I'm shamed. I'm in wrong.
Oh man,
he saves me. He wrap his arms around the little girl. He saved me. Get your arm around my daughter. Hey, what you doing over there? Stop it.
I know what you did.
I know what you're trying to do. Trying to sing some gospel music. You're not going to be the choir director today.
Not today.
You will not be the children's choir director. I won't allow it. I will not allow it, Robert. Get out of here, Robert. Go back to where you're doing.
What else has been going on lately?
Well, I did went to go see the Pikachu movie today, you know, and I don't know, guys. It's a good movie, but at the same time, I realized Ryan Reynolds don't need to do everything. The movie was, like, I thought, you know how you want to watch a Ryan Reynolds movie? Ryan Reynolds is bigger than the movie. Mm-hmm. With this movie, the Pokemon was bigger than Ryan Reynolds. And it was just like, you really didn't.
That's what it's focused on,
like,
though.
you didn't need him as the voice. You know, but other than that, you know, since this is The Birds and the Bees, if any movie I should recommend, since this is all about love, sex, and relationships, is Long Shot. Long Shot is a good, new, modern romantic comedy where basically, you know how, like, those Adam Sandler comedies used to be like, oh, he's the regular Joe, and he's, you know, that girl that he's trying to get is way above his, you know, way out of his league. Mm-hmm. So imagine a story where the guy is falling for the girl who might end up becoming the president of the United States. That's the movie. They, you know, Seth Rogen knew Charlotte Theodore back in the day, and you know they rekindled their relationship when she asked him to work for her, help write her speeches and stuff like that. And you know, eventually they fall in love, and she becomes the White House, and he becomes the first Mister of the White House. You know, because you have the Mister, the Misses, and whatnot. So you know,
first lady.
The first lady. So he was the first man.
She's handling business. He's in the back saying, motherfuckers. Yep. I own this bitch partly.
I'm fucking the president.
I am fucking. This is. vice president.
That was dope to say. Yeah, I'm fuck the president.
I'm fucking the president. I hit that shit every night.
Hell yeah. I'm eating the president's box every night.
I'm clapping them cheeks all day.
This is the reason why we're not in war right now. The reason we're not in war is because I'm dicking the president down. All right?
Imagine that is a slogan. Oh my God. No war because she gets dicked.
Exactly. The presidential suite has never been common.
No reason to catch a bitch fit today, guys.
Like we're not going to Guantanamo Bay. I got some dick. We don't need the oil.
Korea's acting up. Okay. I got a missile for you. Come here, baby. Give me this couple of hours.
Let me calm you down with my
And then he's gonna be the peacekeeper treating every imagine that motherfucker. Well, since it's Seth Rogen, that motherfucker be smoking some weed, doing peace trees.
Like, there's a scene in the movie where he's going to I can't remember whether it was the White House or some government building for the first time. He's talked to her, right? So you gotta take everything out of his pocket. He's like, oh shit, I didn't see this coming, but okay. So he goes in. First, he takes out a weed bag. Like, this is for my anxiety. I was like, yep, you need that for anxiety. I know that for a fact. I know that one. Then he pulled out some coke. I was like, oh, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, so you do drugs.
No, that nigga was doing drugs. That nigga pulled out everything. Weed, doing drugs. Mushrooms, Molly. Oh, that nigga was pulling out mad shit. I'm like, yo, this not even funny no more, man. This is kind of sad.
That's very sad.
Yeah, like, that's
nigga, what are you playing Russian roulette with, right? Drugs?
Basically, it's like, bro, you pick one. Don't you like you trying to find a way to die. Like, one of these shit's gonna fuck up my brain. Like, I don't know. But, like we told you guys in our mental health-ish episode of Mac with Miles, we don't recommend weed. Nothing else. That's it.
And then we were a little short about that.
Oh, yeah. So, Please. If you heard in the last episode of Birds and the Bees, I mentioned that we was going to do a short about abortion. But if you heard the intro of the episode, you heard that we didn't post that short. That short didn't happen. What we end up doing was a short about suicide, which is also, you know, something to talk about during Mental Health Awareness Month, you know. And the response, you know, has been really, really good. I want to shout out to everybody who reached out to me after that short went online. Because, you know, when we did it, I wasn't thinking about as much. I didn't even think about how much people was this short was going to help. You know what I mean?
You know how much people came to me and said, yo, French, are you okay? You got me worried. Yo, what's going on?
The messages I got were more people who was in your character's shoes, where they were like, yo, I really thought about killing myself, and your short made me thought otherwise. Like, your short really made me really think, yo, maybe I should figure out what skills do I have that I can monetize. It drove me crazy because I didn't even think about it like that at first,
and that always happens.
Like, we were talking about it earlier. Like, Carl literally came up with that script in like an hour. And like the whole thing, it was just crazy because it was just like, yo, no, like he had randomly hit us up and was just like, guys, we're not doing the abortion thing. It's over. And I was like, no,
this is not gonna happen.
We're not doing this. And Frenchie was like, guys, calm down.
I was
calm
the peacekeeper in this shit,
the mediator.
And Carl and I were just like, all right, what if we do this? What if
for
we
like
do that?
45 minutes, she's like, what do you think of this idea? I was like, no, we can't do that. That's not going to work. And what about this? Nope, we ain't got no cases for that. What if we do this? Nah, we might be fat now. We were skinny when we shot the other scene. You know, just going back and forth trying to figure out what worked out. And then, you know, we decided to do, we were going to stick on the topic of mental illness. And, you know, once we realized we can't leave the car and we want somebody in the car to have a mental illness, it just fit right there. Like, you know what? Have one sane person, have another person sick, and have the other person help the sick person.
And zero budget.
Zero budget, yes. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have the money for the gas. We literally borrowed my mom's car because my car had no gas.
And then old school fishing videos.
Right? Yep. That fishing, if you see the short, at the end, Fringe's character is fishing. That's because we already had that footage from months ago. We have a show called Fishing with Frenchie coming out soon, and it just happened that we had that shot ready. So it was like, oh, I'm glad I told the character he was a fisherman, because that just worked out. Because I could have told him, I could have used something else. I could have called him a fighter. I could have given you one, but, you know, fishing is one of those things. It's therapeutic, you know. So I'm like, if anything, if someone's trying to kill himself and he's a fishing man, tell him to go fishing.
I never went fishing.
Oh, we're taking you on the next episode of Fishing and Frenchie.
Right?
A fashionista is going fishing for the first time.
And you guys can watch the short on Carmel.com.
Yes, it's on Carmel.com as well. You can see it on the Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram, the Tumblr, the YouTube. It's up there. It's everywhere.
And we recorded it, like, from point A to point B. I was like, all right, he was like, all right, guys, We out. Let's do this.
Like, yeah, like, I'm like, yo, as soon as I pick you up, we rolling, guys, okay? As soon as I get there, we're going to drive. And as soon as I get to you guys, you get in the car, we're going to film, and we're going to drive back to my house, and we're still going to be filming when we get to there, and then we're going to get to my house, we're going to shoot the opening scene over, and then we're going to keep shooting the rest.
Y'all, I'm telling you, like, it was like I opened the door. Like, I opened the car door, like, hey, Carl, and it was just like, he literally threw the camera at me. It's like, let's go.
And I was just, I spoke to Frenchie during the first 15 minutes unless it was the directions.
Yeah. Like, he was like, all right, you read the script, right?
Oh my God.
You got this, right?
And the funny thing is, so while we're driving, I'm literally directing while I'm driving. So I'm looking through each mirror to look at freaking Frenchie to make sure he's doing it right. Like, no, Frenchie, you got to do it like this.
Like,
while making sure I don't hit none of the cars, driving down 50 miles an hour.
I'm trying to keep the camera still.
50 miles an hour.
He's swerving left and right. I'm like, okay, I got this. No seatbelt. Okay, keep the seatbelt on to see if I take the seatbelt off.
At one point, I was literally driving, reading the script, and looking at Frenchie at the exact same time. Like, all right, Frenchie, just repeat after me, bro. Just say exactly what I tell you, okay? Just repeat after me. And that, literally, of course, he was using the same with exactly what I was saying.
It was fun, though.
It was fun.
He was like, I wanna,
things you do
I
to get
myself.
Something.
Right? And, you know, I'm very proud of that short. I'm very, very proud of that short. I think we did a great job with that.
Hell yeah, the message was really fucking
strong.
That
message is beautiful. It's a beautiful message.
Imagine you do, like, the abortion one and stuff.
Oh, no. I think
we would have got a lot of hate, man.
You know what's crazy about the abortion one thing? So, y'all seen the movie White Chicks, right?
Yes.
Remember the girl in White Chicks who got the cornrows from one of the Wayans in the movie? Remember her? I forgot her name, but she has a talk show, and she recently came on TV to talk about her abortion.
Busy, yes.
Because something has happened recently where they're about to change the laws when it comes to abortion and telling women they basically don't have a right to say whether they can have abortions or not.
I heard that in Georgia. After 6 weeks, you can't have an abortion.
So I felt like, you know, if we did that short, it would have been perfect timing because it's still a hot topic issue.
Yeah.
But because, you know, like I don't know if we said this in the short earlier, but probably, I mean, it's in short in the podcast earlier of last week. But, you know, 2 minutes is not enough time to explain abortions and, you know.
Especially when there's so many different points of views.
Right. Yeah. It's such a gray area. There was no way it could fit in a short. As much as I would love to make it a short, that's something we might have to make as a feature because there's just so much to discuss.
Like, first of all, there's a discussion on her view. There's a discussion on his view.
Mm-hmm.
There's a discussion on the doctor's view.
You got the liberal view, the political view, the religious view. There's so many views.
The ignorant view.
Right, so they're like, and you know, you're not gonna make everybody happy, so we have to be able to, you know, touch all bases with it, so at least everybody's point can get across. But we decided not to go with that. We got on another important issue, and you know, I'm very proud of the work we did, and we will do more, you know, social conscious short films soon. You know, we're gonna touch on other subjects from obesity to eating disorders. You know, we'll talk more about, you know, we definitely gotta do one on consent. That one I feel like we definitely gotta do.
Oh, we already,
you know, a short about consent about, you know, but I know I'm talking about do some wild shit.
Okay, you see, you saw Carl was about to say, where's the short?
Yeah, I know me. I don't like to do the average, you know, because we could have did a regular simple short of, you know, Frenchie calling the suicide hotline and just kept it simple. We'd stayed in one room, but you know, I was like, that's not high concept enough. You know, you need a high concept. Movies need high concept.
He was mad concept.
Like, Back to the Future is a high concept, you know? Patrick and what I saw today, Pokemon is a high concept. So I was like, fuck it. Guy tried to kill himself in Uber, boom, high concept. You made me think of movies like Collateral with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, for not abortion, when I was just for consent, I would want to do maybe like a horror for consent and reverse the roles. Instead of making a girl, make it a guy. Where, you know how like sometimes during sex where a guy's like, yo, you want to be, you know, like, you know. So this is what I think in my mind. Okay, I'm thinking full Tusk mode. I'm in full Tusk mode. You already know Tusk. So here we go. So I'm thinking a short where a girl's like, you know, do you want to do anal? And the guy's like, hell yeah, I want to do anal. And he thinks that he meant that he gets to go anal in her.
No, she going anal.
No, she's
sodomized.
Right? And he's like, no! Making it a real horror movie. Like, no. But I bet niggas wouldn't. No, everybody would understand consent after that short. Like, no means no! No means no!
That's a whole new level of consent now.
Okay, but you're acting on that one, right?
Nah, because you know,
I was going to say, you're not. You are not. Praying. Listen, Carl and I would have the only conversation.
Unless
I'm the woman doing
Because this is why I realize, because a lot of times during sex, sometimes, you know, people will be up for, you know, you get consent in the beginning, but then you do something different that changes the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let's do that, where they're already having sex, things were perfect, yeah. Then somebody changes something, mm-hmm. and then the consent goes out the window. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So instead of doing the, you know, the usual cliche way where the God violating the girl, let's mm-hmm. let the girl violate the God. Mm-hmm. So that way, damn. God will understand, like, oh shit, no means no. Yeah, no, no means no. He told her no, and she went for it.
No, no, mama,
she still went. No, no.
So you know, I'm waking up in the morning, ice cream.
And then it's going to be scarred.
Right? Guys are making sure they sleep on their backs.
Like, hey, sleep on their backs all the time.
What you doing back there? What you talking about spooning? Ain't no spooning around here.
What you
oh
mean?
My God.
So, as always on this show, we have several topics. And the first topic of the week is the history lesson. So here's the kinky history lesson of the week. So, Frenchie, what is this week's first story?
Well, everybody here know about the... what is his name? Honduran?
Who was it?
No, it's Attila the Hun. I think his nationality is Mandarin.
What's a Hun?
That's his last name. Attila.
So his name is Attila, middle name Duh. Duh.
Somewhere in that shit.
But, Attila? He was a basic pirate raider type warrior, like person that was a rebel.
Uh-huh.
He'll go... take over villages, small villages, big villages, and he was a problem for China. Now,
problem for China or problem for vaginas?
Both, because technically, half of his DNA is China, or the whole hemisphere of Asia.
Damn, so how? Yo,
so
like,
they're
how
literally
many
screwing
fucked?
Each other, like
basically.
Their families.
Basically, like. And there's literally like a third distant cousin type family tree type shit. Yes.
And like, the legacy continues.
Right?
Yes.
You know, I'm not gonna lie, the only time so I heard about Attila the Hun was like in Night at the Museum. Night at the Museum, that movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's Best the ever. Only way I know about, I heard about Attila the Hun.
I can't even remember where first. Probably one of those movies. Something similar. I think Attila the Hun, I've heard something similar. Maybe it was Night in the Museum, but it could be something else. Like, I know I learned, when the first time I heard about Napoleon was in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. You ever seen that movie? When Kenny O'Reeve time travels with his best friend, and he's like, dude! Oh my God. It's the only movie where Keanu Reeves is not like, why?
Oh, you get on my nerves with that shit, yo.
Like, it's the only movie I've ever seen where he's just like, totally, dude, yes. It's gonna be awesome.
It's always like mad calm and shit.
And the funny thing is, they're actually doing a third movie now, because, you know, it's been like fucking two decades since the last movie, because it's two movies. So now they're doing the third one, so Bill and Ted gets old. So,
Wow.
But I love those films. You gotta see Bill and Ted, and I can't wait to see Kenny O'Reilly back in that mode, because it's awesome to see him go, dude. And, you know,
radical.
You know, just like full blown rocker California dude. Like, it's just, it's too good to see compared to seeing him back to back going, but why? That's every Neil Kenny O'Reilly movie since Matrix. No.
Or that what was that other movie that he that where he was like the coach for that little like baseball team?
Oh, where the black boy died.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Hardball? What was it? Hardball?
I think so. Something ball.
Something ball.
Something black. When the black
ball. Black
died.
Ball. I don't know.
Not black ball.
It definitely wasn't black ball. But it was definitely something ball.
You know, I've never seen that whole movie entirely. I only saw bits of it on fucking TBS growing up. Like, I'll wake up in the middle of the night and see a plane, or they're playing in school and I don't see the ending. But it was basically Mighty Ducks in the hood in baseball instead of hockey. That's basically why I looked at it. He didn't want to teach them damn kids. He had no choice but to teach them kids, and then he fell for the kids. Like, oh man, I like these kids. And basically,
when the kid died, I was like, I'm done. I'm over.
I woke up to that part. That's why I was kind of tired with
wait,
the movie.
Wait, how did he die?
I think he got shot.
He got shot in the back.
It was Little Saint before Little Saint. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
You got served was not original at all with that part of the movie.
Yo, Little Saint, yo.
You're freaking
like,
Christmas.
Dancing for Little Saint. I'm like, yo.
Speaking of freaking Little Saint and all that stuff, when you look at Chris Stokes' movie, he'd be always having these movies with, like, the, what you may call it, with the romance and the person to be cheating and this and that. It's like one night.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Bad movie.
Only for one night. I know. Me, my sister, and her friend, we were dying.
Shaking my head.
I was like, what?
Shaking a lot of heads.
So, for the tip of the week, there is a study That is saying, anyone you got to pick up the study real quick to back me up here, or at least pass it to me so I can read it.
Which one is
the study? The facials, the facials.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, there's a study about that women could, you know, work on their, you know, beauty and their face and, you know, tighten up their skin by getting facials. But, you know, not no ordinary facial, but sperm facials.
The money shot.
So, celebrity beauty experts recommend sperm face masks to stay looking young. So, Chelsea Lewis, a facialist to the stars, worked with the likes of Stella McCartney, Gwyneth Paltrow, but it hasn't been proven that these girls are involved with any type of facials. But, you know, she revealed that some girls don't mind getting semen rubbed into their skin.
Look at me while I...
You know, Chelsea says it's one of the best ways to boost oxygen and improve circulation to the skin, which will give you an immediate glow. Sexual intercourse helps to stress hormones, but also to help to balance the hormones and improve collagen production. But you can go one step further with a sperm mask. Yes, you heard that right.
A sperm mask, ladies and gentlemen.
Using your partner's sperm as a mask is a full of compound called spermine, or spermine, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, which is an antioxidant which can help reduce wrinkles, smooth the skin, prevent acne or spots, and give you an overall healthy looking skin.
Wow.
So, yeah, people, you know, if you don't mind rubbing cum into your cheeks, you know, go for it.
Yeah, just rub it in there.
Like but she does have, Chelsea Day went on to say, you know, if you don't want to do that, there's other ways. Like, take a teaspoon of coconut oil and then the first thing in the morning and then, you know, before brushing your teeth, you just, you know.
I don't know, pull.
You just take the coconut oil and you swish it in your mouth for 15 to 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, if you stick to that regimen for, you know, on a regular basis, your face should start to get tighter. But, you know, just see that there are other benefits, include of antibacterial and, you know, other antioxidants. You know, boost energy, give you wider, stronger teeth.
Mm.
You know, help clear the skin of impurities, acne, and rashes.
So much things that a sperm can do.
You know what it sounds like to me? Like you just simply brush your teeth and wash your face and you'll be good. That's what it sounds like.
I don't get it.
You know, how much sperm a guy would have to produce in order for you to have a face mask?
Let me tell you something. There is men out there. There's one woman out there. I forgot her name. That has jaws and jaws of her men. Of her man's sperm.
He was excited for that one.
Damn right. Because I was like, damn, that
like,
man.
I'll do it. I'll fill it up, baby.
That man is lucky.
I'll give you a week's supply.
This dude had years of supplies.
You're going to help me, right? You know, you got to milk the cow, baby. You got to milk the cow.
That sounds to me like she's just like a word. Where you want to act up today? Well, you know what? I don't need to have sex with you to reproduce. I'm going to trap your ass some way, somehow, either way, and I'm not going to need you.
I already got the sperm.
I just need to get a turkey baster and call it a day.
Yeah.
Another way she says to work on, you know, wake up your tired looking skin.
That's how they did it in the olden days.
Another way to help, you know, dealing with your waking up tired looking skin is to fill the sink with ice cubes and cold water and splash your face for 15-20 times before applying your makeup.
Again, that's
it will leave your skin feeling tighter, brighter, and your makeup will sit beautifully.
I'm gonna try that.
So, you know, if you don't want to put sperm on your face, good old fashioned ice water would help. But
sounds to me like you just wash face.
Right?
With cold water. I mean, which one is better?
Well, she says
it
says the treatment stimulates the growth of new collagen, resulting in lifted, firmer, and more toned appearance of the skin. I mean, I'm sure if your girl don't mind you busting nuts in her face, she's still gonna have to get up eventually. Not like she's gonna be able to rub it in her face and just leave the house. Like, all right, I'm ready to go. Like, especially if the guy ain't eating good food. That might have a weird stench to it. You know, what you put in your body do come out.
Jesus.
So your man eating a whole, like, you really get that man some pineapples, you know. I was watching some movie recently that was basically saying that was only a myth. I forgot. Oh no, it was a meme. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a gross meme because the guy was like, "Hey man, they said this was supposed to taste better or something like that." Yeah. The guy said,
"Your
cum is supposed to taste better with pineapple than the cum covered pineapple." And so it was a joke, but also it was just like I hope I don't know. We won't go into it. So this week, you know, it's been all over social media.
Oh Lord.
about Steph Curry's wife, Aisha. How? Now, before we get into what we feel, let me at least give everybody a heads up what the story is. So, excuse me, I had the burp. There's a show on Facebook Watch called Red Table Talk.
Yeah.
It's the show hosted, and I believe, I'm not sure if it's produced by the Smiths, but it's hosted by Jada Pinkett Smith, her daughter, and her mother. And every week or so, they have new guests, and they talk to them about different topics and stuff like that. I have yet to watch the show entirely, but I've seen clips every now and then. I've seen when Will showed up. I've seen when Jordan, what's the girl? Jordan from Keeping with the Kardashians.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan, whatever.
Jordan.
I don't know.
Woods.
Woods. You know, who else? They've been on that. There's a lot of people been on the show. Tiffany Haddish, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gabrielle Union.
Gabrielle Union. A lot of people have been on the show so far.
Okay, that's nice.
You know, I haven't got into the habit of watching shows on Facebook yet, so I have not tuned into it yet. It's when Facebook decides to come up with a streaming app where I can watch it on my Roku or my PlayStation, I'll be able to start watching Facebook shows. But I have not got into the habit to watch full-blown shows on my phone yet. Unless I'm at work, and usually it's Netflix or Hulu, or YouTube, but it hasn't been Facebook. Facebook has not got my attention yet.
I haven't thought about watching TV on Facebook.
Right? And Facebook, right? I haven't, it's just not something I do. Mm-hmm. Not yet, but you know, people are watching the shows, the Red Talk Table, so, oh, yeah, you know, so it must be working. Shit. It must be working, you know, something must be going right with it. But this week, they had the Currys, you know, not just Aisha, but the whole Curry family of the women, you know, the queens of the Curry. So you got the, you know, the mothers, the wives, the sisters, you know, cousins or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody who's connected, basically, if you got a vagina, you're connected to the Currys, you was on that show. Mm-hmm. You know, no disrespect. But what I'll call it. In the show, 13 minutes in, you know, they're talking about how, you know, their husbands, you know, once they became hot shit, how they had to deal with, you know, all the women chasing their man. Now, Aisha makes a comment where she felt like, she said, you know, for the last 10 years or so, she's been watching her husband get all this attention. And, you know, after a while, she starts questioning, why hasn't she got any attention? And, you know, it made her, you know, gave some insecurities, like, what's wrong with me? And social media has lost their goddamn minds about it. I would say just men, but women, too, have made posts and really gone crazy. You know, like, the first post I saw that made me learn about it was a post. It was from the All Deaf Digital Instagram. It was a picture of Obama, you know, doing a shrug. And it was like, Aisha really mad dudes are respectful of a relationship. And they had the smiley, laughing face, crying face. And I'm like, what the hell? So I started doing my research, and I saw another tweet where it said, Aisha Curry wants to feel, wait, no. Let me focus on what the guy said first, because some of this stuff I not with the guy. Like, we'll get there. Let me do that. So
One step at a time, bro.
Yeah, no, right. There's so much to tackle here, bro. I just want to let the world know what social media has been saying. So Aisha. So this is one of the tweets. So Aisha Curry has built her entire persona around her teenage relationship to marriage and her children. She's probably realizing now in her early 30s that she doesn't know who she is outside of it. And
early
30s?
I thought she was older than that.
She just turned 30s. And she's like, it's a sobering realization. And then you got somebody else who goes, if Steph's wife got everything in the world at her feet and still want more attention from other men, what do you think your girl wants when you go? What do you think your girl going to the club mean? This is a day for men to wake up. And, you know, and another thing that made me realize is because I have friends who were literally going on her DMs and sending her DMs. Like, hey, what's up, Aisha? And, you know, you're like, yo, you looking for attention? I got some attention for you. And she's blocking them and everything. I saw that multiple times on my timeline. You know, dudes over here looking like another bad creation. Go, Aisha, you know what?
A baby
really
grinding
dance
saying, Aisha, Kurt, I got that curry sauce for you.
One dude said, listen, I know you're out here looking for attention from other men because your husband don't be getting shape us. But you got to realize your speed. That's your speed. Us haircut niggas ain't got nothing for you but dick and lies. Nobody gonna treat you how your husband do because you ain't got no hips and your face mad big. Oh, it's a cold world out here, so appreciate your blessing. Stop throwing the bad signal for attention out here.
Yikes.
You know.
That's true.
Yeah, and then they were like, there was like a meme, it was like, when no one wants Aisha Curry, but they're, because they're craving jerk chicken or some shit like that. It was so stupid.
You know what's crazy? A lot of people wanted, for a while, a lot of people spoke about the relationship that they had.
Right.
And people praised it.
Like, yeah, like there was goals.
Yeah. Like that's, like Aisha's and Steph's relationship was like Lauren and Nipsey. Mm-hmm. Like, aww, they were just like, yo, everybody wants that. So, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I had asked Carl, like, all right, look, you know, send me the link to the you know, mm-hmm. to the topic, and you know, I'll see. And literally, when she had made that statement, like, it was just, and I even sent him the message. I was like, I stopped right after she said that. Like, I'm just done. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like she shouldn't have said it, because I mean, I understand where she's coming from, but it's like, at the end of the day, you have what a lot of people don't have.
Yeah,
I saw this one tweet where someone was like, Aisha needs to keep up the same energy she had in 2011. And, you know, so they pull up the tweet from 2011 because, you know, they're like, yo, she out here praying to be noticed by other dudes. But when she go, you know, when she gonna go back to making the tweet she was making before, where she was like, this is the tweet. At Auto Bell, getting much needed car wash. Don't really need the men trying to holler at me, though. I'm engaged. Jeez, off the market, smiley face.
Oh, shit.
So they're like, yo, when are you going to go back to that energy? Like, when did you switch up?
And
like,
it's funny, too, because when they first started the topic, like, a lot of them, even their, the, you know, like, Steph's mom, she was like, oh, you know, we when we got married, you know, we focused so much on the kids and stuff like that we didn't pay attention to each other. So it got to the point where our kids grew up, and now it's just us two in the home, and we're just like, okay, who are you? You know, and it's wow. like, why can't you just focus? You know, you said yourself, like, oh, I'm trying to focus on my kids, but I'm also focusing on my marriage, so that we don't get to that point mm-hmm. where we're just like, who are you?
Like strangers.
So, yeah, so it's like, how can you say that and then 5 minutes later be like, I'm not getting attention? No, go
and
to the corner.
You
want to
try and get attention from other men.
A lot of people are saying, it's like, you know, like, oh, if Steph said, why don't other women notice me? It would have been, you know, double standards would have been like, oh, I can't believe he said that, but because there's a woman, they're like, no, she has the right to feel that way. Now, you know, once I heard it myself, because at first I was on everybody else's side, like, oh my God, I can't believe she said that. Mm-hmm. But then I watched the shit, and I was like, fuck, that throws my whole argument out the window. Because I completely understand where she's coming from. And Aisha, I hope you're listening. Because this is what I realize. Like, I don't know if you, girl, you need to look in the mirror more often, girl. You are a beautiful black woman. There's no way you're not being noticed. There's no way in hell.
She's just tired of being noticed by just the one man.
But she's not being noticed by one man. She's being noticed by every man. The thing is, when you with a respected dude, whether you a basketball player that everybody likes,
basketball,
the mafia, you know, if you with somebody respected, nobody's gonna holler at a respected man's wife out of respect.
Yep.
You know, that doesn't mean they're not looking at you. You're not noticing it, but they holler at you with their eyes. But that's it.
Let's be for real.
It's like I said, it's like with Lauren. When Black Kodak sat here and said the remark that he said about Lauren, everybody went down his throat. Why would you sit there and say that? You know that, yeah, she just lost her husband, but still, like, that's, you know, that's Lauren. Like, you don't say that to her. You don't say that to her.
Out of respect.
Out of respect.
Same thing. But on the real, you don't know what, that's Curry got what, 3 rings? He got money in his pocket. He could probably assassinate some of these motherfuckers.
This is what I realized, though. This is what I
realized. No. At the end of the day, he got time with her.
No.
You ever seen the movie Unfaithful? You ever seen the movie Unfaithful with Richard Gere?
Mm-hmm. And that's my movie.
Remember, she cheated on him because he didn't feel like she was getting the affection that mm-hmm. she wanted from her man. And, mm-hmm. you know, of course, at the end of the movie, Richard Gere done smashed the snow globe into this man's skull and shit. So that just shows you shouldn't be creeping out your marriage. Mm-hmm. You might get somebody killed. But, you know, if people will pay attention, guys, if y'all not paying attention, you can get some real game right here. Your woman just needs to feel desired, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what Steph go through when he's on the road, if he's not with his woman at all times and making her feel as desired, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. You know what
There's different rules in different sports in the athletic training.
I'm just saying, I understand what she meant, you know? She feels like she want to make sure she still got it, you know? You know, that's why you see Jennifer Lopez always sticking out her leg at every fucking award show
that's
and shit.
Like signature pose,
right? She just want to make sure I still got it, right, guys? Mm-hmm. I still got it, right? You know, so
I still look good,
right?
And she does.
And that's what women do. You know, I'm not even just women. People do that all the time. You know, men when they, you know, they go through a midlife crisis, they get, you know, they
oh,
get
brand new car,
brand new car,
brand
something.
New haircut.
You know, fake hair. They want
brand
know,
new hair. Yeah, I'm about to say brand new hair.
They want to make sure they shit. Got, they still got it. I still, daddy still got it. You know, oh, they go to the gym.
Right?
Get the muscles like, yeah. You should go to them. You see it every time at the gym. The dudes who can't leave the mirror, they got to work out right there so they can say, yo, I still got it. You know, so, you know, once I heard the actual conversation, I was like, damn, I can't even fault Aisha because, you know, That's real insecurity. People, you know, especially if you're with somebody for a long time and you know the person you're with can get anybody else besides you, you know, and you're just like, you know, you know you look good, but you don't have a million people lusting like after you.
Yo, speaking of which,
I feel like that's something that's like, you know, it's a problem.
Because here's the thing, which is why I realized when I saw the video, and I'm like, I don't think people actually saw the video. Because quickly after she made that remark, she quickly says, I don't want people to start hitting me up. She's like, that's not what I want. You know, she just you know, sometimes she feel like this, you know, maybe there's something wrong with me. And they were like, no, there's nothing wrong with you. And I also agree. Girl, there's nothing wrong with you. You should know there's nothing wrong with you. Look in the mirror, girl. You know you see ugly people. You know you're not that. You know you're not that. You know what I mean? But, you know, they heard the headline and they ran with it. And they just dragged her name in the mud. And I feel like, you know, maybe if they heard the conversation, they would realize she never said she wanted people to, you know, start diving in her DMs. That's not what she wanted. Like, oh, she's ungrateful. I can't believe she would say such a thing. Everybody want to feel like they're desired. You know, when you go to the beach, you know, you're looking at your gut, and then you look at your partner, and they got a gut, and you just sitting there with your guts, and you're like, man, we just fat and ugly, aren't we? You know,
But it is what it is.
It is what it is, you know? When you see the movies where, like, you see old people getting old, and then they look at the young couple, and they fit, and like, damn, I remember when I was fit. Am I not sexy anymore? Am I not cool and hip? That's another version. Some people are worried about if they're not sexy anymore. Another one is like, are they still cool? Or are they still hip? You know, these insecurities do happen where you're questioning, you know, do I still got it? You know? Freaking, even artists. Remember the New Edition movie? When they were just trying to learn to dance again. Like, yo, do I still got moves? You know, and they over here, Bobby Brown can't do all the moves he used to do anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, you know, this insecurity is normal of, do I still got it? Can I still do it? You know, everybody want to know, like, you know, I know what it is. And, you know, I don't know how most guys feel. Some guys do want a woman so bad that they want even girls and guys to holler at their woman. Even as long as their woman come home to them, they're like, yeah, I don't care that the dude's going to holler at them, because as long as she come home with me, that's all that matters. You know, some people get off of that. Mm-hmm. Like, they go to the bar with their girl, come to the club with the girl. Girl's fly, she's fly as fuck. And they're like, he goes, like, go ahead, do what you want to do. Because you know that day, all these dudes are going to get her drunk, but I'm going to get to take her home and fuck.
Yo, for real, I got a story about that.
Keep paying for my girl drink. Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to profit off of all y'all expenses.
Hell yeah.
And then they're like, all right, y'all, later. Right. Come on, baby, let's go.
I got a couple stories like that.
Like, oh, I'm going to get her number. Nah, nigga, she live with me. You want my number?
Right.
I'll talk to you if you call me. Yeah,
I'll be your best friend.
I'll be your best friend. You buy me some drinks, my nigga.
You can play spades. Right. Ooh,
bring a bottle over. Bring a bottle over. You said you want to buy my girl some drinks. You know. Right. You know.
I'm done with you guys.
Shit is actually fucking worse.
No. If a nigga went off with that deal, don't trust that nigga. If that nigga said, all right, cool, I'm coming through, that nigga gonna definitely try to fuck your bitch. Be careful.
That's a fact. And he don't give two shits whether you there or not.
Right? That nigga is gonna try it. Like, you gave him the permission to come through. Don't do it. Don't do it.
True story.
He will do it. Mm-hmm. You know why I said that? Because I remember a story about this dude. I know this dude, right? Not known personally, but we had this conversation. And he had two female roommates. And the reason why I had the conversation, because I had two female roommates when I was living in Florida. So we had that in common. Like, man, that's horrible. I can't believe I haven't put myself through that. He's like, yeah, me too. I can't believe. I was like, the worst thing about it is, like, you have to deal with, you see all the niggas, they fucking, he's like, yo, there was this one time when, you know, both girls had their own boyfriends, right? Mm-hmm. And one day, the girl brought another dude to the house. And he like, that's not her boyfriend. So, you know, he mind his own business. The guy ended up rolling up, so they ended up smoking or whatever. Play 2K. He beat him in the game over and over. So he hated this nigga from jump. Like, I hate this nigga. This nigga he beating me and all that shit in my own game.
Man, fuck you.
All right, so she cooking him food and shit. So he like, yo, this is serious. You know, it's one thing to be bringing a nigga to your crib over, but you cooking for this nigga? Oh, this nigga must be something else. So they go in the room. They start smashing, you know. You hear the ass claps and shit. You know, so he's like, I can't believe this, bitch. She cheating on her man or whatever. You know, so she come out. The other roommate come home. It's the other girl, right? So she's like, you know, seeing that dude. It's like, oh, who's your friend? He's like, hey, my friend. That's Shorty's friend. So Shorty gets her to look like, bitch. And she's just like, you know, like, you know how I do, girl. You know how I do. So, you know, she's sitting on his lap and all this shit. And then the nigga hears a car pulling up outside. He looks out. It's Shorty's boyfriend, the one that has the nigga on the one she took on the nigga's lap. So he's like, yo, your man's is coming, you know. And he like, I'm not trying to miss this show for nothing. He like, I sat my ass right there.
Yeah, I bet. I would have been the first one there, too. Right?
I would have had a camera out. I would have had popcorn and everything.
Right? I would have gotten like a...
I would have had a glass of wine.
So she convinces... her homegirl to pretend that's her the dude she fucking. Like, yo, don't have this nigga stay here. Think, you know, no, I don't want him to know I'm cheating. Da 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 da.
What?
So she's like, fine, fuck it.
And this other dude is there perfectly fine.
Yeah. So the boyfriend comes in. The other girl now is pretending to be her, that, you know, her boo.
Mm-hmm.
While the other girl is, you know, booed up with her man, but she don't want to bring him to the room because the room smells like sex now. Mm. So she's just keeping him outside or whatever.
Mm.
The problem is, The boyfriend knows the other girl's boyfriend. So that nigga's like, that's not your man. Who the fuck is that nigga with? Who that nigga she with? Oh. So they end up disappearing, and that dude end up smashing the other roommate. So this nigga touches the nigga, yo, you might want to come. Your bitch is fucking getting smashed the fuck out right now. So the dude went out because he was going to get roll up and shit, right? He walk in. He sees that nigga's car speeding to the house. So now he running back like, oh, shit, no. I got to see this. What the fuck is about to happen? So he gets to that house. This nigga already at the door banging on the girl's door. Like, yo, who the fuck you got in there? So what do I call it? The way the rules were.
Yo, my jaw is to the floor right now.
The way the room is set up. How it works in Florida, where we were in Florida, the bathroom, and you had both rooms had the access to the bathrooms. So when the guy came in the room, the other guy ran through the bedroom and came out the bathroom. So for a minute, all you hear was the girl and the guy screaming, and nobody knew where the other guy was. Until they find out he was in the bathroom hiding the whole fucking time and shit. So he was ready to fucking leave, but he done forgot everything in the fucking other room. So he like, yeah, I gotta go back in the other bitch room to get my clothes. But then no, the boyfriend was still in the other spot. So he tried to run through there, and then he goes like, yo, did they go over here? So the nigga is like, oh, like, do I leave? Do I stay?
Naked and shit running.
Right. So that was naked. The nigga had two choices: either stay there naked or leave. Nigga got that beat right there and then. And then he like, the part that had me dying, he like, yo, bro, tell me why the girl has the nerve. They're like, yeah, baby, get him.
No.
Like,
shit.
Yo, these niggas done both fucked this nigga. And watched him. And watched his ass get him.
No, because she's pissed that her friend was getting laid by him.
Right.
That's why.
And then you know what the crazy
she's
thing about
pissed
it?
At her
the
her
last
side
thing
chick.
He told me about that story, she after all that shit happened, and you got his ass being left the house and everything,
mm-hmm.
She still texted that nigga that same night, like, yo, so what's up? You coming back later?
Did he come back?
I don't know. I would have killed.
Damn it, cliffhanger. Damn it, Carl.
Slapped the shit out of her.
Carl, we're going to have a talk about this, all right? Every time you come to us with a story, man, we're going to have to get the full story before you start. Okay, these cliffhangers. We can't do this, man. We can't. I'm at an age where I can't take it no more.
This is
my heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your kinky story off of Kinky.
I forgot we
were recording. Right, we're sending stories.
This is a kinky story.
Send your stories to the birds and the bees on Twitter. Yeah, and we'll share your kinky adventures. But you know.
This is one from Carl Miles Adventures. Oh. One of Carl Miles Adventures.
Hey, that's not my roommate. My female roommates, they did similar shit. You know, like I had, you know, when he told me like he had to leave the house at times because they was always smashing. And I'm like, yo, bro, I understood that because I had to do the same shit when I was in Florida. Everyone, like, especially after fucking, I was just lucky enough where I was staying. They had a gym nearby. They had a fucking computer lab. So once the bitches started smashing, I could just fucking leave. You know, go to the pool. You know, I was fine.
You're lucky. The last time I had a roommate, my roommate was in the army, and we lived on the naval base.
Oh no, you heard all
that
action.
What the fuck
happened? You heard all that action.
Like, I remember it was me and my boyfriend at the time, and him and his girlfriend. They were a couple that was specifically looking for another couple. What? I forgot what her deal was, but she wasn't at the house often. And at one point, she left for like 2 weeks. And I'm telling you, it was bad. Because like every other day, he had a different broad in the house. And it was just...
Clapping them cheeks.
And I'm just like, oh, I got so annoyed.
Yeah,
I
it's
was
annoying
like,
to hear other people have sex.
After a while, I just text Shorty. I was like, so your man's in here fucking.
Oh my God.
What are you doing about this? I remember she drove from like Mississippi to Norfolk, Virginia. Like she was gone. She came at the door. She was just bang, bang, bang. I went, opened the door. I was
oh,
like,
God.
Go handle that, because I'm trying to sleep. You know how bad it got? It got so bad to the point that she took his mace and sprayed him.
Oh,
damn. The whole, and then the worst part about it is that it wasn't like that cheap shit. It was the official, like, the whole house, the whole apartment, all the windows were closed. All the doors were closed. Like, it was so bad. It was so, so bad. Like, my eyes were tearing. I couldn't breathe. I was coughing. We had to stand outside on the porch and smoke cigarettes for like 45 fucking minutes just to clear the house.
Yeah, that's out of control.
And then the worst part about it, she still stayed with him.
What? Oh, all that for what?
Because he was in the army and he had money.
And that's why some people...
He paid her car note.
And it's crazy to bring this back to the Aisha thing. Because a lot of people would bring that up. They're like, yo, Aisha's never going to leave because she's set when she stayed with Steph. So she can say all this stuff about wanting other men. But we all know in reality, you know, she don't want...
going nowhere.
And who going to want that dusty-ass nigga down the block with no money in his pocket? So like, yo, what up, ma?
Word. When you got Steph that just closes his eyes and throws a ball and that shit's like a three-pointer.
Right?
She's done.
She's like, she's going to sit there and keep that check, you know?
Like butter.
And that's why I think everybody's upset, especially women, because they're just, you know, on some jealous shit. Like, yeah, girl, I'm with a nigga now. He don't pay for shit. And, I got these niggas who ain't got shit asking. You're trying to back me every day. You got a billionaire. You worried about other niggas.
Word. Not only do you have a billionaire, but you got three of his children.
Right.
You are set for life.
But, you know, like I said, people took it out of context. They're not understanding what she meant, you know? Now, like I said, some dudes will want, you know, because I've heard dudes like, yo, if I don't have every dude at a barbecue looking at my woman, I don't want her. Those dudes do exist. They want the most prettiest girl ever because that's a trophy for them. But not every guy is like that, where they're like, you know, they want their girl to get all the attention. You know, some dudes are super insecure and don't want their girl to get any attention. Like, nah, you staying in the house. Mm-hmm. No, where you going? Mm-hmm. Why you got to have friends for? I'm your best friend. Mm-hmm. Like, why you got to see your family for? I'm your family. You know?
And any dude,
if you have that mentality, you need to work on yourself now. Because that's not good. That's toxic as fuck. Don't do that to nobody. But,
Your family can't come nowhere with a
daddy. There are people who like that.
You can't talk to your daddy.
You can't talk to your dad. You can't talk to your brother. You can't. Why you want to see your brother for? Mm-hmm. Like, whoa, bro.
Yeah,
bro. Definitely. Like, she can't love somebody else besides you. You know, like, that's
those
intricate.
Those be the ones that would, like, not be in some serious domestic violence situation, mm-hmm. and like would be the ones to like pull the trigger,
right?
On the both of y'all,
right?
Those would be the ones.
Those are the ones that hold the boombox out the window. Go, I don't want to close.
No.
Matter of fact, here's a perfect story. For New Year's, I don't know if it was this year. It was last year for New Year's.
Uh-huh.
I remember the first like homicide. In New York was on New Year's Day in Queens, mm-hmm. over at Victory Park. The guy, he was an older guy in his 40s, mm-hmm. married to a woman in her 20s. They had a kid together, and they had a lot of issues. Like, mm-hmm. he was very controlling like that.
Right.
And they said that, you know, that night he went out drinking, and they went to, like, a club or a bar or something,
uh-huh.
and he got pissed off because guys were trying to talk to his wife,
right.
and he was like, nope, we're going home, and he left. And when he got home, they got into an argument. Something happened. He ended up shooting her, killed her.
Wow.
Called his mother, told his mother that he killed her, hung up on his mom, went to the park that's over by my house, and hung himself.
Shit.
This is all New Year's Day.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
Because he was originally controlling, like, over his girlfriend. Like, it wasn't the first time that cops got called.
Fellas, if you have an attractive woman, people are going to look. Women, if you have an attractive man, women are going to look. All right? You got to accept it. If you have somebody attractive, people are going to. As long as you trust that person,
mm-hmm.
that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that person's not going to fuck you over and smash somebody and cheat you, you know, cheat on you and do you wrong, then I say there's nothing wrong with it. Let them look, because at the end of the day, they're coming home with you. They're not going home with them. Right. Now, if they take their numbers and like, oh, I can have a friend, right? Then I say you should be worried.
No new friends.
Yeah, no new friends. No work husbands. No work wife. None of that shit. All right? If your man got a work wife, check it. And your girl got a work husband, you need to see that nigga. Fuck talking to your wife. See that nigga. Make sure that nigga know. Like, hey, my man, I catch a late text. Ever catch a late text, nigga?
This little joking around is fine for right now. Right here. Let's keep it right here, okay? Hee hee ha ha. But if you take this outside,
right?
After hours.
Right? No, that late text would not become late text, okay?
Right?
No, it won't happen today.
I'm in the car with the chainsaw, with the gun, and the rope.
Nigga, I'll pick her up from work every single day, nigga. I'll do it on my break time from work. Word. Just to see you.
Lunchtime, you're going to see me with flowers and lunch. Like, here's a teddy bear, baby. I love you.
Hi, wife. Where is my wife?
Where are you?
Oh, that's my wife.
Hey, you sexy boo thing.
Hey, gorgeous.
See, these are the type of people that you can't bring to work, nigga. Yo, you gotta be like, God.
What are you talking about? I'll show up. Time out. We're talking about, you are the main one. Hey, baby, I got you lunch. Where you at, baby?
Time out, wait. First of all, before I passed security guard already knew that, yeah, this nigga's a good nigga.
It's not about that. It's about making sure that nobody's gonna try to make your woman their work wife.
The security guard randomly one day had came. No, it doesn't work. The security guard randomly came to me one day and he was like, you know, your husband is very lucky. And I was like, my husband? And he was like, yeah, your husband's very lucky. He was like, you're very attractive. You're really pretty. But I see that he is devoted. He comes here every single day, and I see why. And I was like, my husband? Like,
she's stuck in the husband part.
Why?
Like, you gotta let him know. I'm like, yo.
I'm like, what are you like?
She's spoken for, my man.
Yeah.
She good.
Yeah.
She good.
Her whole people know about me.
Like, cause I'm the type of dude, cause I know why. I'm in show business. So people are gonna flirt with me, and if I gotta attract a woman, people are gonna flirt with my woman. Now, granted, because I'm doing romance movies and shit, I know my woman might get tight when she see me flirt with other women on the big screen, cause that's part of the job sometimes. So, if a nigga try to flirt with her, I'm not gonna get mad because I already know she gonna have to, you know, I can get mad seeing her people flirt with her because she gonna get mad to see people flirt with me anyway. So I was like, okay, as long as the flirting stops in person and shit, that's all good and dandy. But if the flirting goes past this, then we got an issue at hand, you know. So that's all that's my thing. If people can flirt all they fucking want, but if they start fucking like
going after hours for drinks,
right? Like, hey, we're gonna hang out, da da da. Then you might have to start cutting people off.
It's gonna take one more drink, baby. Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like, oh no, we just hanging out. I don't know, we're not doing nothing. I just fell asleep on the couch. Like, all right, you know what? You know what? Now we're just gonna
woke up ass naked, like out of nowhere, like.
Nah.
Like, I don't know why my stomach hurt. I must have ate something weird last night. Like, what? What you mean? What?
I'll spaz.
This is how it's supposed to go.
What's a fucking name? I want a name, Frenchie. Give me the name.
I'll tell you right now, this is exactly how the conversation is going with me. I'm over a toilet.
I saw this tweet where the girl was talking. Basically, she had her whole man. She's like, yo, y'all niggas full of shit. I know this dude that I was seeing. He'll call me while he at the supermarket, but he didn't tell me there's already a girl outside in the car waiting for him. He gonna go fuck this bitch, and then he gonna hang out with her. They gonna fuck in the shower, and then he gonna leave her house and sleep at the next bitch house and come back to me in the morning. And I'm just like,
Player.
I'm just saying, like, girl, why, if you know that's the nigga's whole routine, why are you still there?
I was about to say that. Like, why are we...
Like, you can play a nigga's ain't shit, but you don't know... You know his whole schedule. Like, this shit is baby boy.
If you started it off, like, I stopped fucking with this person because, you know, then maybe. But you sound like you still, you know... You waiting in line and you just mad because you
got two other girls in front of you.
Basically,
you're throwing in the queue. Yeah,
like, you gotta wait until tomorrow.
Like, shit, you gotta wait in the morning, not tomorrow.
Right? Yeah, the morning because he's spending the night at Kim's house after he leaves Lisa's.
Like that nigga, I remember that. I'm sorry, that those times for him must have been great.
Yeah, she's mad because she's sucking him off and tasting Kim and Lisa.
At the same damn time.
Oh, Jesus.
Nigga took that waste. We acting like we all didn't have that.
No, I have never went from one girl to another girl in the same.
You didn't have the D's.
Wait.
In the same
day. Let me take this shit back. Never in the same day, but I almost lied. It's never in the same week. I will take that back.
So you haven't had sex with more than one person in the same day?
Never in the same day. I've done that in a week time span once.
Six times.
Once. Yeah. And because you know me and my OCD. That's the moment where I realized my OCD even affects my sex life.
Cause, I see.
Because that was the moment where I was like, I can't do that. I can't do this. I can't do this. And like, that, like, it was just like, too soon. It's too soon. Too soon. My OCD went in full overdrive. Like, nope. No, I mean, I did fuck her, but it just, you know, it just, I don't know. There was just so much going on in the moment. You know, she was kind of taller than me, so I had to, like, when we did doggy, I had to my tippy toes trying to get up. You know, like, that was the first time a girl ever squirted. Yeah. Matter of fact, that was the first time a girl ever squirted on me. And then that would fuck me up the most. Cause I could have told him, like, yo, did she just pee on me? Oh. Did she just pee in my bed? You know, some people say squirted, it's not pee, but I don't know. That shit looked like it was pee. And it was just.
Trust me.
That's why the OCD went crazy. And that's why I was just like, see, this is what happened when you try to have sex so soon. You should have waited. Da 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 da. And, you know, that's why I always have now 3 month span in between each sexual partner. You gotta be. Lately, it's been a year plus. I guess I had to do a year of detox of sex before I had sex with somebody else to make sure I really got the, you know, all them soul ties out the way, make sure I'm not.
You sure you wasn't a Buddhist monk, bro? Because
I don't know. I'm just saying. I feel every time.
I don't know how he could do it. I can't even. I can't do it.
I got porn. Everybody
has porn.
I know, but that's what keeps me from making stupid decisions. Like, you know, they'll be like, girl, hit me with, hey, how you doing? Like,
I need the real thing.
Let me go. Hold on. I gotta go online real quick. All right, cool. I got my regular thinking brain on again. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go back and editing because I got shit to do. Later.
I'm sorry, bro. If I'm Hulk, I got to smash something.
But see, here's my issue, though. This is what I've learned when it comes to me. When I let out the snake out the cage, the snake never goes back in. Wait. So when I fuck this girl one time, that one time will now become a 3-4-time thing during the week. I'll start seeing her on a weekly basis with different appointments to get for the dick.
You're together. You're a couple. Yeah. I understand.
You know, and I can't. I don't have the time. Wrong. I got movies to shoot, podcasts to record, books to write, films to make, music to record. There's not enough time in a day for me to try to fuck a bitch every you know, 4 times a week. And, you know, unless I find a down bitch who's like, yo, no matter where you are, I'm fucking you. Like, you could be editing and I'm fucking you. Then that's a different story.
It's fun, though.
You know, but I don't have that. You know, I don't have a thing where, you know. Yeah. I had in the past, I'm like, fun. That's those were the best moments when, like, I'm editing and I gotta let the video render, then I have sex and I go back and then the video's done rendering and I go back to writing and then have sex again. Those are the greatest moments, you know. But as is right now, it's been, it's since July? I think it was around July when the last time I had. When did I go to Fishkill when I went upstate for the Airbnb? That was July, right?
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah, so I haven't had sex since July. Which is funny, because everybody's like, you work in a museum sex and you haven't been having sex. And I'm like, I know, right? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's interesting. You work in a place of sex.
Full of sex. All day. Every slutty day. Sex, all I old see is sex. Sex. Really? And I'm the only sex. One in the building not fucking nobody.
Toys.
You know what's funny?
You see,
like,
trannies and all types of shit coming out feeling. Of a motherfucker.
Because, like, I have people come to me. Like I had one person came to the office the other day. And he wanted, like, an STI test. But it was Tuesday, but we don't do those tests until Wednesdays. So I was like, yo, bro, I'm sorry, but you got to come tomorrow. So he's just like, alright, so here's the deal, right? And he, like, whooped it out and everything.
What the fuck?
I'm so serious. This happens. It's amazing.
You gotta change your career.
It's amazing how much this happens.
You're
like,
niggas throwing dicks at you. Hold on now, man. You gotta do something
change
else.
Change your career. I demand you to change your career.
Like, I thought you were just doing making sure nobody had AIDS and shit. I didn't know they were throwing dicks.
Testing for blood.
I didn't know niggas
were
pulling
dicks out. What
are you
doing with somebody pulling out an infected end? Like,
no,
what the fuck?
No, but I'm talking about, like, it just whoop out. So what is this? And I'm just like, that is your penis. That is your penis. Can you put it away, please? Like,
indecent expo. Delete. I'm about to get you a taser. So anytime somebody does that, you just tase.
I cannot tase people at work.
That's they sexually assaulted you pulling out your. You're not a doctor, nigga. Like, get the fuck out. You're a tester.
Like, get harassment. Yeah, but then you gotta look at it like, all right, like, no. I mean, when you go to somebody to get testing, like, you would expect them to know what they're talking about.
No, he did that shit on
Okay, you are a female.
Listen, I've had females, like, pull their pants down, like, what is this on the lip of my vagina?
Okay, that means you are a female, right? Because you're a female. Females can do that. He's
like,
a male.
Guys, I'm not a gynecologist, all right? I am not a urologist.
It doesn't matter.
I
No, stop whipping your genitals out at me. Please.
Yes. Okay, guys, next time we go to the clinic, please don't whip out your genitals.
Do not whip out anything. And don't whip out dick. Don't whip out vagina. Don't whip out a titty.
And if you are insecure, whether you still got it like that, whether you got the good looks, whether you're still attractive, you know, just remind yourself, you know, there's uglier people out there, you know, and it's not you. You look in the mirror and you remember, you know, like, yeah, I got it. Look at Tyra Banks. She just showed up out of nowhere. Like, yeah, I'll do Sports Illustrated again.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
I saw the picture. I thought that was from the 90s. I was like, wait a minute. No. The hips look a little bigger. Hold on.
She got thick.
Then I looked and I was like, oh, that's from this year. Oh. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't feel so down on yourselves, guys. You know. But that was this episode of The Birds and the Bees. I hope you learned something, a thing or two. And as always, remember, this episode was sponsored by KinkyCandyOnline.com. Reminding you guys to keep it kinky. Until next time, y'all. Much love. God bless. 2 feet of chicken grease. Later.
Later.
Good night.
Bye.